There's a big old heart right there. We'll see what we can find. Say that with me pretty loud. One, two, three. I go to church for... I don't come here to impress you. And I hope you can say the same to me. I don't come here to show you how spiritual I am. To a lot of people, that's church. Well, I got to do that, you know. And man alive, see, I'm so far removed from that now, I don't even know what it is. I don't want to know that anymore. What it means, I got to dress up, I got to do this, I got to... I'm not against dressing up. It might look like I am, but I'm not. The point is, though, being real. R-E-A-L. Okay? Being yourself. I go to church for love. And Elise said that to me years ago when I was in Dallas, Texas. I was going through the hardest time in my life. You know, a wife of 28 years left me for somebody else. That's hard. I'm just going to tell you that right now. That's hard. And I was depressed. And how am I going to keep plugging on here at the Fellowship Church? And the building ain't even built. And I got a meeting over there in Dallas with the architect who I didn't want to see another time. And I was down. And I was talking to my daughter, and there was some big old fancy church out there, but she's sticking right there with her daddy. And I got to thinking of that church, big one, probably 10,000 they ran. And they're all young, under 35. And I said, honey, I bet you'd really like to go to a church like that with all the young people and the young music. And what I was saying, instead of being here in this town, at our church. And with tears in her eyes, she looked at me and she said, Dad, that'd be nice. But I go to church for love. Not for the band. Not for the alone. Not for the band alone. Not for the age demographic alone. I go to Fellowship Church because, Daddy, I'm loved there. Did you hear me? Yes or no? No. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's good stuff. Now, what she felt... we want other people to feel. But this ain't some little something I can say and put on a bumper sticker and it'll all happen. This is the will of God for your life and for my life. But the will of God's not always easy. It's going to take work. A dirty word, isn't it? Let's talk about it this morning. I go to church for what? For love! Now watch it. Where did we get this from? Where do we at our church, we say we love Jesus and we love people. Be honest with you, I came from a very strict, independent Baptist church background. And I got an independent Baptist preacher and his wife right on the front row. And though we learned the word strong, there were some other things that we might have picked up along the way that weren't the best thing in the world. Amen. Say, slightly. But you know what? So here I was faced with either pastoring another church many years ago or starting a one in this town. And this ain't about me, but it's the truth. And I was going, that was even another hard time. I've had some hard times. If y'all realize this, yes or no. It's okay. It's called life. But anyway, so think about starting a church in Englewood, Florida, where I'd already ministered 17 years. Starting something new, and that's not what I do. I'm the kind of guy that stays with something. I just stay with something till the end. You hear me, yes or no? Hard on me. But I just was sitting there on the beach early in the morning. Got up and I walked a lot about 4:30 a.m. down to the beach. I need to get back to doing that. And I'm sitting there on the boardwalk at the Englewood Beach. And I just was thinking of this verse. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Say it with me. With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Other passages say strength, and others say might. This is the what commandment? It's the what? Which one? And the second's like it. Thou shalt what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Now look at this, verse 40. On these two what? Commandments hang what? All the law and the prophets. If you look at the 10 commandments, there's a whole lot more than that, but just let's take the 10. The first four have to do with loving God. First four have to do with loving God. Respecting God, honoring God. That comes before the loving people part. Did y'all see that, yes or no?
It ain't that ain't number 5 through 10. That's the big granddaddy of them all, number one. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart. Amen. Amen. Number one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, he says. Verse 4 have to do with that. The next 6 have to do with loving people. From honoring your mom and daddy to the number 10, don't covet what your neighbors have. Even their wife or husband. Yes or no? Amen. So as I'm sitting there on that bench, probably was dark. Sun might not even come up yet, but it's pretty down there. Nobody's there. The Lord touched my heart. And I said to myself, and I guess it was the Lord helping me say it, I don't know. I said, if I do start a church, it's going to be where we love Jesus and we love people. Did you hear me? And now that's on everything pert near we do. We love who? And we love people. And to be honest with you, from my background, I'd never heard of such a thing. I certainly hadn't seen it as some slogan. You know what I mean? Now, I'd seen we love God. But I specifically wanted our church to love Jesus. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have something to do with Jesus, God won't have nothing to do with you. I love God. He's all different shapes and forms. No, He ain't. He's Almighty God and has one Son, and His name is Jesus. That's your imagination making up mess. So I wanted to make it clear that if I'm going to give my life, we're going to love Jesus and we're going to love people. I'm not about the business of hurting people. I know some of you could argue with me on that because I preach tough and hard and ugly sometimes. But if you cut me to the core, there's not something in me that wants to hurt anybody. Now, if it hurts you, me telling you the truth so you can have a better life and not burn in a devil's hell, then say I hurt you. Yes or no? Amen. Or to help you with your marriage. I'm not going to pat you on the head if you cheat on your wife. I'd rather bust you in the face. Did you hear me? I know that ain't very loving. Well, sue me. That's how I feel. Why? Because I've been there. How many else have been there? Let me see some hands. I've been there. I don't want that for God's people. Amen. Yes or no? I don't want some wife doing that to her husband. I mean, so I know I come across hard. Amen. Wonder why I do that. Because you're a nut, Clark. Well, no, I don't. I agree with that somewhat, but I think that's what God's Word teaches. Amen or oh me? We're supposed to all get together and just sing kumbaya, or do you want truth? So love God first and love people. Love Jesus and love people is what we're talking about. Now, Raj, I know I'm supposed to be quick, and that won't even end a message. I am horrible. So we're to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my what? They weren't suggestions, by the way. I suggest you do. No. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. So I go to church for love. I go to church for love. Now, where's the message headed now? Here's where it's headed. There are 3 churches in the book of Revelation that I believe speak to love. There's 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Let's just look at this first part and we'll set the table for where we're headed. Are y'all right so far? Yes or no? You're like, I don't know where he's headed. Down memory lane with some screaming. Here we go. The book of Revelation. Verse number 10 of chapter number 1. The most misunderstood, least read book in the Bible, most likely. The book of Revelation. The last book in the Bible. Can you imagine if we treated Genesis that way? Say, in the beginning God created, I don't know, I can't read that one. Why in the world would we treat the last one that way? Because it's complicated. Sure it's complicated. We're talking about God here, okay? Talking about future events and things that's going to happen after this life. That's some crazy stuff. But boy, we can sink our teeth into some common sense stuff. Okay, you don't need a seminary degree to do this today. So here we go. I was in the Spirit, John the Beloved. I love that line. I was in the Spirit. Amen. On the Lord's Day. This is the Lord's Day. Say that with me. This is the what? Now, I want to be in Spirit every day. But I tell you what, this is my first day of the week. I want to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Amen. Say. I tell people, you come to church and you're in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, you never know what might happen to you. Because here was John, going to die like a dog on an island. But he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and guess who showed up? Jesus showed up. That's what we want at the Fellowship Church, amen? We want to have a church where Jesus comes and shows up, amen? Say, come on. I was in the Spirit of the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying, I am Alpha. Can you imagine him, John? Woo! I am Alpha and Omega. He heard this voice. I'm the first and the last. Well, that sounds like somebody he knows. And what you see, you write in a book. He tells John, that's the book of Revelation. You send it unto how many churches? Seven churches are mentioned in the book of Revelation, which are in Asia. Unto Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Seven. Don't get lost. You don't have to. And John says, I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. I guess I would, say, what? And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, lights of some sort. And in the midst of those seven candlesticks, one representing those churches, most likely, each one, there was one standing in the middle. He was like unto who? The Son of Man, Jesus. That was Jesus' favorite name for himself when he was on planet Earth. The Son of what? Now see, if I was the Son of God, if Gary was, it would be like, I'm Gary, the Son of God. How are you? But see, Jesus was humble. He wanted to relate to people. That was his mission, people, when he came to this earth. So he didn't go around saying, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Son of God, I bow down, I'm the Son of God. He didn't talk like that. It's funny how, though, we want to in the church be full of pride sometimes. I don't know where we get it from. Our father, the devil, not our father, God. Amen. Say. So this is who he was. He said, I saw someone like the Son of Man, Jesus. And he was clothed with a garment down to his feet. And he had about the middle of him a golden girdle. His head was in hairs. But you know he don't look like me. Just throwing that out. One day I'm going to look like this. So the Bible says we're going to see him as he is and I'm going to be like him. So I'm going to have some nice hair one day. I'm just telling you. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. I love this line right here. His eyes were a what? Say it with me. A flame of fire. Love the Lord your God first with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is who you're talking about. You understand? As much as we love people, don't put people before him. Did you hear me? Don't put people's word before his word. Don't put your opinion before his opinion. Did you hear me or not? Don't put people's feelings before his feelings. I want you to hear this message. It's strong. His feet were like fine brass as they'd been burned in a fire furnace. His voice was the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Can you imagine such a thing? Out of his mouth went a what? A two-edged sword. That reminds me of Hebrews. The word of God is quick and powerful as a two-edged what? Sword. Jesus in John chapter number 1 was called the what? The what? The word of who? God. Did you know God's word matters? Yes or no? Well, I don't like that part. Who are you anyway standing in judgment of God? Amen. Yes or no? Or who am I? I don't like certain parts. He is called the Word of God. out of his mouth goes a two-edged sword. His countenance was as the what? I like this one too. His countenance was like the what? As the what? The sun that shines in its what? This ain't the sun going down, baby. The actual meaning of that little phrase right there, it says the sun is from 10 to 2. If you ever want to go blind, do it then. Because that's when the sun will be its brightest. You want to go out and stare at it? Burn the eyes right out of your head. Don't do that, by the way. This is Jesus. Wow. This is what John saw. His countenance was the sun that shines in his strength. And when I saw him, say it with me, I fell at his what? As what? I say it here a lot at church. We fall at your feet. Do we say that when we pray here? I do. Everybody don't have to pray like I pray. I fall at your feet. And you might not agree with that. I don't give a hoot. I fall at your feet when I pray. Whether I'm standing or not, when I see myself praying to Jesus, when I'm in my right mind and doing things right, I fall at your feet. There's just something about God being high and lifted up in His Son Jesus and not me looking at Him dead in the eye, but I'm at His feet. That's what John did. Yes or no? Amen. Fell at His feet. Dead. And he laid his right hand on me. Don't you want that? Say yes or no, amen. Don't you want the hand of God on you? Yes or no, amen. Laid his right hand on me, saying to me, fear not, I'm the first and the last. And I'm just taking too much time here. I knew I would. I'm he that lives and was dead. I'm the one that was on that cross and is risen from the dead. I'm alive forevermore. And wait, by the way, amen. And I have the keys of what? Hell and death. That's why, friend, listen to me clearly. You say I'm a good person, that's fine. But you need the one that has the keys. Did you hear me or not today? Yes or no? Well, I believe in Buddha. Excuse me. He don't have the keys. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And plus, he hadn't died on the cross and risen from the dead. He's not the Son of God. You fill in the blank with Muhammad. You fill in the blank with anybody else's name. They don't have the keys. Amen. I am to love Him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. We're talking about loving Jesus and loving people. I go to church for love. This is probably the most unloving message you've ever heard in a lovely church. Well, I can't just get you there. I can't just, again, wave a wand and get you there. You will not love the people like you should in the will of God if you bypass loving the Lord. I'm not saying you can't love people, but you can't love them like they need to be loved. And that's with truth. So I'm he that lives and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death. Write these things that you have seen, John, and things that's coming, and things that's going to be hereafter. Don't you write them down in a book. And that's the book of Revelation. Yes or no? So that's a book you want to read. Amen. Say, woo! So Jesus dictated seven letters for John to give to seven churches, and now I have 10 minutes, and we're just getting to the message. I want to briefly explain three of them. I'm going to do it quick. Number one was Ephesus, the church at Ephesus, the church at Ephesus. There was seven. There was three I want to touch on briefly this morning about this message. I go to church for love, loving Jesus, loving people. So here's what he writes. Jesus speaking, John writing. I know your works, church at Ephesus. I know your labor. I know your patience. I know that you can't bear them that are evil. Good. I know you've tried them which say they're apostles and are not. You found them to be liars. Good. You're doing great. You're born and you have patience for my name's sake. You've labored. You've not fainted. Fantastic. Exactly right. Nevertheless, say it with me. I have somewhat against you. Say it with me. Because you've left your what? Say it, church. Come on. Y'all sleeping on me. I've left my first what? And the first love is me, God's saying, Jesus is saying. You're doing great out there. But you've left me. I think that's where the church is today in America. Much of it has left God's Word. Much of it has left God's Word.
This is what God's Word says. Yeah, but He don't mean that.
I'm going to just tell you some straight up newsflash. God's not a bigot, nor He's a homophobe. And God is dedicated to righteousness and holiness. Did you hear me today? When we say God's Word, it don't mean that. Man, you know what we're doing? We're You can say you love God, but if you don't love His Word, what are you doing? Yes or no? Amen. Say. Did I lose you on that? Did I scare you? I don't mean to scare you. Did you know God is for marriage to be a lifetime covenant and commitment? Did you know that? Yes or no? Hello. What about you, Clark? You're divorced. I am. I didn't want to be. I didn't want it to happen. Back in the day, when somebody cheated on somebody, they were stoned. Did you hear me? Who came up with that? No, that was God's law. I believe in the mercy and grace and kindness of God. But guys, God is still God and His Word's still true. Amen or oh me? Are y'all hearing me today? Now, Clark, what are you talking about? You're all over the place. No, I'm not. I'm talking about loving God. What are you going to get God for Christmas? A tie? Mitchell was with me in Minnesota, and I pulled out my billfold. It's nasty, all nasty here. Look at it. But I love it. And when I pulled it out, stuff just fell everywhere. And he said, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. I'm his earthly daddy. God doesn't need a billfold. He don't even need what's in your billfold. He wants you to obey His commands. If you love me, keep my what? Say it again. If you love me, keep my what? Guys, it's not easy to love God and love His commands. And as we love Him and love His commands, when we love people, we're not giving an out. A lot of people just love God and they're mean as a snake to people. They're mean, they're judgmental, they put people down, they hurt people. That's not the will of God. It's a tough balancing act. Yes or no? Amen. Or oh me. But that's just what we're called to do. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That means it's going to take a lot of work. And love your neighbors yourself. If you really put the effort into this one, this other one's going to come a lot easier. Amen? So he says, I hold one thing against you, church at Ephesus. You've left me. You've left your first love. Not saying you're not doing a lot right. So remember where you've fallen. Repent. And do the first works. What works? Love me. Honor me. Live for me. Amen. And repent. Turn. And do the first works. So say this with me, or else I'm going to come unto you quickly, quickly. And I'm going to remove your what? Now he stood in the middle of how many candlesticks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This one is going to be... Any questions? That's what he said. Except you what? We all need to check ourselves out. Do we really believe God's Word and do we really believe His commands? I'm not talking about going to heaven or hell here, guys. We go to heaven by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ because of His grace and mercy. But as we live for Him, how am I going to live for Him if I don't know His Word and believe His Word and read His Word and obey His Word? Amen. So it's a tough message, but it's not an easy walk. So, say that with me real loud. 1, 2, 3. That was the most pitiful loud I've ever heard. One more time. Say it really loud, both of them. Don't leave love or... Huh. Who said that? God did. I'll take that candle right out of your church. You know why churches are dead today? I think a lot of them have done what Ephesus does. Judges a snot out of people. They're all about that, but the love is gone. But you know why a lot of them are dead in a hammer too? Because it's all about the people. And it ain't about Him. And those churches are dead in a hammer too. Doesn't matter what their attendance is. Did you hear me? Strong word today. You're like, man, he went to the Minnesota game and went crazy on us. Here's what Jesus was saying. I'll not shine where there's not love. And this particular love is love for me. I'll not shine where a church doesn't love me and obey me and honor me. Keep looking. I got to quit. I got 4 minutes. And this is the hard part. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that's holy, that's true. That's who wrote the Bible, by the way. He that's holy and true. Not somebody who is racist or whatever. This is God Almighty. This is the most loving anybody can be is God. Amen. God is what? Fill in the blank. God is what? Love. Come on, man. Write these things. I'm holy. I'm true. I'm the one that has the key of David. I'm the one that opens and no man shuts. And I'm the one that shuts and nobody can open. I know your works. I've set before you an open door, he writes to this church. And no man can shut that open door. For you have a little strength. You have a little strength. You have a little strength. But you've done what? Say it with me. You've what? You've what? You kept my word. And you've not what? I don't know how the church today takes some positions, liberal positions, without denying the name of God. I said it. I'm not saying it's easy to love God, to keep His commands. It's not. It's not. But it's right. And it will open up the door to a love of people like you've never known. But boy, you better watch it. If you don't have one and two, you can be screwed. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your who? Neighbor. That's why at Fellowship Church we say we love Jesus and we what? Love people. This isn't an out here to just hold God's word and be mean and ugly. That is horrible. That's not acceptable with God. The little word of the meaning of Philadelphia is what? Tell it to me. It's the what? City of what? Philadelphians right here. The love of brothers. Where there's love, the door's always open. Where there's love, the door's always open. A guarantee from Jesus Christ. Here it is. Say it loud. I will never shut the door on a church where there is what? But don't be confused. It's not just love of people. Get the first one first. Love who? Jesus. Have I confused or now is it coming all back around? Yes or no? I'm not as crazy as you thought. This is scriptural. Regardless of your little strength, your little abilities, if you have love, you'll always have an open door to people. That's the thing I've met in life. People can be frail. People can be poor. People can have deformities. They can be all kinds of different ways. But if love is coming out of them, there's something that makes you want to go towards them. That open door, amen, say. God says, if you love me like that, regardless of your strength or abilities, you'll always have an open door. And I love that. You'll always have an open door with me, too. Amen. Last one is this, and it's the long one. I got to quit, Raj. I've got 30 seconds. The church at Laodicea is the last one. The literal meaning of the church at Laodicea is the judging of others. Philadelphia was the love of brothers. Laodicea, if you look it up, the judging of others. Guys, we're never called to judge people here at Fellowship Church. But don't confuse judging with right and wrong. Did you hear me? Did you know I'm probably harder on adultery than any pastor in this area? Because I've been there. And it's biblical that we should never do that to somebody. Amen or oh me. You might not like me for my hard stance. I can't imagine how many cheaters have left this church on a Sunday morning. So I'll never go hear him again. He makes me uncomfortable. Good, I meant to. Why? Because if you have done that, I hope that you've asked for forgiveness and you've sought it. If you had, amen, praise God. But if you're married now, don't ever do that again to somebody. Amen or oh me. Yes or no, say. Is that fair or what in marriage? Is that fair? Come on. Sure it is. And it's the Word of God. That doesn't mean I don't love people who are cheating. A good coach don't pat you on the head. A good coach kicks you right in the tail. and says, this is the way to win. Amen. So it's not about judging. But this is what they did. The angel of the Lord to the church of Laodicea and said, write these things, says the Amen, the faithful, the witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. You're just like, whatever. Whatever makes you feel good. I would you were cold or hot so we could find out where you are, where your position is with me. And cold ain't bad and hot ain't bad. Both are good. What's bad is this middle mess. So then because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. That is some strong language. I'm going to throw you up. I'm going to puke you up. God is that strong on obey my commandments and live the way that I'm telling you to live. Yes or no? Because you say I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I don't need anything. I know, and you don't know that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked. You don't have me and my word. I counsel you to buy me what? Gold tried in the fire. That you may be rich, white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear. Anoint your eyes with eye salves that you may see. And Roger, just throw them up real quick. Buy me gold tried in the fire. What does that mean? Fast. Get real. Get relevant and relatable to people. Suffer a little bit and you'll see people differently. Gold tried in the fire. Suffer and you're going to start to see people. Just because you're sitting fat and happy, a lot of people ain't. They need help. They need you. They need your help. I don't love because I'm too comfortable, guys. I don't love because I'm too comfortable. This is my words today. Go through some fire and you'll know why people go to church for love. I always stood for marriage, but not near as much as I do now. Because I've gone through the fire. Did that make sense to you? Yes or no? Amen. Get redressed. Put on white raiment, he says. Put on white raiment. You can have the nicest clothes, but if you don't have love, you're wretched, miserable, and naked, Bible says. God just said in his word. I don't love because I'm too what? Too proud. Too comfortable. I'm too proud. I'm good. I know better. We think we know better than God. Lose the pride and put on humility and you'll better understand why people want to go to church for love. You get humble and you'll see people in a different way. People don't need you to judge them. People need you to love them. People don't need to come out and spew on them. They need our love, but also they need God's word. But it does take a little time. Yes or no? Amen. Say. Y'all cool with that? Yes or no? Get revelation. That's a big word in the charismatic church today. That's not the way I use it. The word means to unveil. It means to remove scales from your eyes. Today, revelation just means I got a word from the Lord. You know what God would really like for you to get? Get the scales removed from your eyes. You and me to get real with people. Get humble with people. Get relevant with people. See people as they really are. Move them scales off. Get vision. Say that last part with me. See who? Did you know all people matter? Say that with me. All people. What about people in a lifestyle that aren't living like I do? Do they still matter? Yes or no? All people matter. Now, am I supposed to give into their thinking on theology? Or am I supposed to stay with the scriptures and teach what God's word teaches? Yes or no? But what's that got to do with love? That doesn't give me an out. Just because people are living a different way than I like. Even if you're here today and you're cheating on your wife or husband, and you know how I feel. I'm still called to love you. Amen or oh me. And I'm going to do it. You have an open door to me. You have an open door to come and sit with me in my office if you'd like. We'll go to Mama's and eat. How about that? Why? Because I love you. I love you. You matter to me. I'm told to love the Lord with all my heart, but I'm also told to love you. It's a hard thing to do, ain't it, church? Yes or no? Isn't it easier just to get together and believe what we believe and be strong? And God says, no, if you do that, you're going to be like Ephesus if you don't watch it. I want you to be like Philadelphia and have that open door. So anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Boy, I'm late. Without vision, people perish. Say, we'll stop right there, Rod. Just stop right there. Say it with me. Without what? Vision, people perish. Without vision, the people perish. That's where we're at today. Revelation. And we got to be done. I don't love because I'm too what? So I'm too comfortable, I'm too proud, I'm too self-centered. Stop looking at just you and you'll see why people do what? You'll see why they do what? Here my daughter was hurting so badly, not just daddy, on that trip to Dallas. And she didn't need all the young folks in the band. She needed fellowship. Because she needed love. Do you understand? Did you get it or not? I go to church for love, but don't leave love. Don't leave God. Don't leave His commandments, because God is what? Love. It's a tough walk, this walk down here. But it's the right thing to do. You hear me? Let's thank Him for His word this morning. I could go on and on and on and on.